And welcome to a very special Season 9, Episode 3 of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch. It is late in the evening, far later than my bedtime would normally allow, but it's a special evening, and we are so glad to have the Chief and the Goon with us. The Chief is seriously multitasking tonight. Might be a little bit less on the audio. It's not my fault, number one fan. He's taken it upon himself not to talk much. Don't blame me if I'm just talking more. But tonight is really all about...
back to your mother.
Right. Fine. I got up in the chair. Great, great, great. Hi, Goon. Goon, tonight the show is really all about you. Dude.
It's all about Goon today.
Yeah. And your no good, very bad day.
No good, very bad day.
No.
And it wasn't just me.
That's true.
You know, I didn't have my entrails carved up today.
Wow. And it almost sounds like, please elaborate.
If you hear Showcat in the background, she's telling you who did. She goes, it was Doug. So,
Doug. Doug had a bad day too, didn't he?
He did. This all started on Friday, but I think we talked about that on the last show. We talked about my losing the battery in the car.
Right.
What I didn't tell you was when I came home, Doug wasn't really eating, which is odd for a golden retriever because they eat like the Chief.
Wow.
Only faster.
Yeah, I resemble that.
And this continued all weekend, all day Saturday and all day Sunday.
Wow.
And he would eat a little. And then somewhere between 4 and 12 hours later, he would get sick and throw everything up.
Oh.
On the bed. I bet he made poor Hurricane wash the sheets 3-4 times.
Oh, no.
As I felt bad for her, but I was busy cleaning up other stuff, so. And we walked him out. He was kind of drinking water, but not so much that you would think, you know, it's diabetes or something like that.
Right.
And he's a young boy. He's only 18 months old.
I thought he was 3.
I thought he was 32, but I was corrected by the hurricane. and apparently Showcat, so.
Yeah, Showcat. Showcat goes, it's only felt like 3.
I'm gonna be down with you tonight, Showcat, because I've been banished.
Oh, my goodness. Not good,
And Doug's not here, so.
So, you need to tell people what's happening with Doug. We need to start a Doug FundMe project, I don't know, you know.
Oh my, yes, especially with the Shakedown artists I met tonight.
Do tell.
So anyway, you know, all day Saturday, all day Sunday, he's not feeling well, something's wrong, and our vet is in Florida at a vet convention. Showcat, while I talk, is sitting and very slowly trying to paw my nose from the other side of the microphone. So if I sound distracted, it's because I am.
She's wondering why you're up so late.
She's like, what are you guys doing? We decided, Hurricane and I, we have an alternate vet that we used when our dog Trixie was suffering from cancer.
Hmm.
We went to a local vet to do all the cancer stuff.
Sure.
For lack of a better term. And we liked them. And since our vet's out of town, and we really didn't feel like Doug could wait because he stopped taking in solid food.
Yeah, that's not good.
You know, he was still his happy Doug self. Oh, thank you. Aurora, do you have to, that's Showcat's real name. Do you have to continue to do that?
She's thumping like, thumping your boom?
Yes, I know. Thumping my face.
Oh.
She's reaching out and popping me in the nose. She's like, well, this is fun and new.
I get to boop daddy.
So, that just didn't sound right, but no. We'll move on. So This morning, Hurricane called me and said, I got an appointment with the alternate vet, the wonderful folks at Sandy Spring Veterinary Hospital, and it's at 1:30. So I decided I would work half a day, as you well know, and then I'd go and get Doug, because Hurricane is teaching downtown this week. So I thought maybe Doug ate something, and we had a little pool going internally here, folks.
We did.
Crutch and I guessed a sock, because I am missing one.
Just one.
Chief did not guess.
No. Don't know why.
So we went in to the vet, who is a very nice man, and Doug liked him. I mean, okay, Doug likes everybody, but still.
Right.
And we took x-rays, and we said, golly gee, we think that there is an obstruction in his small intestine.
Mm.
And, you know, we could roll the dice, but if it stays in there too long, it could become a life-threatening situation. And I knew we'd already gone 2 days, so we already were rolling the dice.
Right.
Sure. And he said, we can do this today.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, do it, because we have pet health insurance that will help quite a bit with what this will cost.
Awesome.
So they went in and they found a very large obstruction. I'll send you a picture, Chief, because they gave it to me, but they sealed it in a bag because it's not very nose friendly.
Yeah, I imagine it smells a lot like bile.
Is it right?
I was able to figure out what it was. He ripped into strips and ate the carpet off the cat tower. The kind of 1970s light shag carpet. Yeah.
Wow.
And that got all the way into
what did the cat tower do to him?
I don't know, but that we have 3 cat towers and only 2 cats. So that cat tower is now outside awaiting its trip to the great incinerator in the sky.
Wow.
So yeah, that's what it was. It was carpeting, and they had to make 5 incisions in the small intestine, which is a lot. Yeah. And they suggested to me that we take him to an overnight hospital to watch him so that they can give him fluids and stuff like that.
This hospital doesn't have overnight beds.
Right. They don't have anybody there, but, they did say to me, bring him back tomorrow and we'll watch him. So I'm going to be out tomorrow. Whether it'll be the whole day or not, I don't know. But we're going to act like it is, because I think I'm probably just going to have a nap.
Yeah. Well, this will cut into your 9 weeks of leave.
Yeah. Chief, he was very upset to find out. I looked at my leave today and I have 350.8 hours.
That's all he has left, Chief.
Whatever will he do?
I don't know.
I might actually have to work.
It is the government we're talking about, so I doubt that.
Right. At least you have...
Well, I don't know. At least I have a desk, and I've been showing up every day. There are those who have not been doing that, and the president is not pleased.
Yes, we got a little notice. You will be in by Valentine's Day, or your heart won't be in it anymore.
Neither will your clearance.
Neither will your keister.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they and take all your DEI stuff off of our servers. Do it now.
I feel a little bad because I was whining. I'm gonna be full admission here, full transparency. I was whining that some people had the ability to work at home, and I didn't. I thought my whining would get me the ability to work at home. I had no idea I would force the entire federal government to come back to work.
That's it. Well, we're not going to give him what he wants.
I need to use my powers for good.
Instead, everybody loses. Everybody say, thank you, Crutch.
Thank you, Crutch.
Thank you, Crutch.
That's the exclamation point is for.
Thank you. That's right. Thank you, Crutch, exclamation point. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
So the good news is that Doug has come through the operation with flying colors, right?
Right. And about 7 o'clock, when I was supposed to be going to visit my old singing group, to set up a possible guest spot with the director, which I'd planned for about a month, I couldn't do because I had to pick him up at 7 and bring him over to the special hospital, which took from 7 till about 10:30.
Wow.
Just to intake him. So they wanted to do 2 nights, even though my vet said, let him be there overnight and then bring him back here for the day. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, okay. Yeah, it's because how much you think they want for 2 nights?
I haven't a clue.
$10,000.
Oh, ow.
Yeah, these are shakedown artists. And they know you have insurance, and they want you to pay up, like, I don't know, they wanted almost $3,000 from me. And it was like, no. No. I'll just take them home.
Wow.
We know how to give IVs. You know, do I like that situation? No, but you're already vulnerable emotionally, and these guys take advantage of you. So we wrote it down to 1 night. I'm going to go get him in the morning, bring him back to the vet where they can watch him all day and get him to eat. And once he's eating, he can live here in his crate during the day.
Right.
When I'm not there to watch him, and we're going to get him one of those, not the cone of shame, but there's a doggy onesie.
Oh, I thought you were getting him like a Hannibal Lecter mask.
Well, we could do that. That might be cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that was so, that was my evening. Thank you all for staying up and putting up with me. I would also like to tell you that on the way, the new car, suddenly started riding rough and gave me the very, very helpful German error message. Malfunction. Yes.
Something went wrong.
Malfunction. That's all it said.
Malfunction.
Yeah, I know. So the air suspension, which is expensive, collapsed.
Oh, Lord.
So the car rides like a buckboard. It's very uncomfortable.
Solid German engineering. Now you feel like it's a solid road.
Yeah. So while I was waiting for the vet hospital, I looked it up, and apparently there's a little rod that serves as a sensor for the air suspension.
Mm-hmm.
And they rust, particularly in the salt from road salt.
Mm-hmm.
And they break.
Had a bit.
And you can put a new one on. The part's not very expensive, only about $40. Well, it said 40 euro. I'm not sure what that is in real money.
I don't know. Let's find out.
Figure 50 bucks. I think the euro is worth a little more than the dollar right now.
It's only 41.73.
Okay. But it's a pain to put on unless you know the tricks, but I found all the tricks for Jacob. So.
Oh, okay. You're going to have Jacob do it. Of course.
I have to reach underneath the car without a suspension, without any airbags to hold the heavy part of the car up. Mm. Yeah, no, you need to put it on a lift to get it. But I will park that car and use it to start the car with the questionable battery tomorrow, and I'll drive that one around, leaving my lovely wife with the reliable car.
And
the one.
Well, yeah, but the other one won't be blocking her, right? I mean,
No. She's good to go. She's good to go in the morning, and the morning vet will call me, and I'll call my vet and say, I can bring him back, and you'll watch him during the day. Thanks.
And I will mark you as out for the day on our internal system.
Now,
I'll miss you, because then I will have no one to chat with.
Right. Well, if I do end up getting Doug early enough and bringing him over to the day vet, then I probably will come in for part of the day. See if Showcat says that would be a good idea. She said I shouldn't be lazy.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. So So how'd you like, just to add a little politics, we have the FAFO president.
Yeah, I was quite intrigued with the whole concept. So you have made an agreement to take the people back. The people show up at your country and you basically turn to the United States and say, nah, you're treating my people bad. You can take them back. It's
you're
amazing.
Yeah. You're treating them bad because you're bringing them to me in handcuffs and chains. Yeah. Well, I mean, they're criminals.
Right.
Rapists, well, you know. Murderers, child molesters, Methodists.
But Selena Gomez was crying.
I think I agree with Megyn Kelly here.
Mm.
That is a sick, sick person, and she needs to get some help.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah.
There's the, you know, you're crying. She's, what did you say, Chief? She's crying because she can't, or was that you, Crutch?
No, that was Chief.
She's crying because she's going to lose her gardener and cook. Oh, she's excluding her own people.
Yeah. She what?
She lost, not losing. She lost. Now, the funny thing was, the Viva Fry and others were pointing out that they had been there so long, she was rich enough that she could have petitioned for them to come through a work visa and made some ridiculous requirement, like must know Spanish and English, and that would have eliminated a lot of people. Or
can make from scratch tortillas. Yeah.
So the point was that if she really cared, she could have brought them in the legal way, but then she would have had to pay them legal wages and, you know, things of that nature. And it's got some easier. Yes, it's easier to treat them like slaves, because as long as you're the slave owner, then everything's good.
Right.
I wonder if she knows she's a massa.
Or is that mistress? I don't know.
What did they call the lady of the plantation? I don't know.
I don't know. Yes. I wasn't there. I'm old, but I wasn't there.
I think
I don't think
my grandmother told me never to call her that.
What, ma'am?
My daughter doesn't like me calling her ma'am because she says it makes her feel old. And when she was going to school in the South, they ma'am and sir you all the time. I love it. I love it.
So next time, tell her I'll grow up.
Good. You know what? That's good because she's not living here anymore. So,
yeah. Right.
Yeah, what's the worst that can happen to you?
That's not going to make her move back, because she'll go, that guy's intolerable. I'm not staying there.
That's right. You need to, like we did, you need to enforce. We used to joke that our house growing up was akin to Nazi Germany. I know it's a
joke.
My mom did not appreciate that. My dad didn't seem to care. So we would constantly, you know, say the slaves had it better. You know, why are we in these forced labor camps? And, you know, whatever it would take to, you know, just display the amount of angst we had. And I know that my kids currently do not feel that. But this is the year of change. We are instituting hardline policies. And
yet. Yes, we are.
So now we will see what happens, because both my sons will be working, or at least won't be here, and it will be a good luck, you know, and a hearty handshake.
See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
There's the door. You know how to use it.
I wonder if the president isn't instituting some of that. For example, if you just start deporting people and you say, yeah, well, we're going to do the violent criminals, but anybody else that happens to be hanging around, we're going to round them up too. You know, they're doing that so people start to self-deport, because they go, well, if they'll go great, if they'll go get a, you know, Selena's abuela, they'll get anybody. We better just go back, which is kind of the point, right? Yeah. I think that the go back to work thing is the same deal, because in some instances, working from home is more efficient, isn't it? Or do you guys think that's just lies?
I think that there are some cases where working at home can be more efficient without going into a lot of details, from a technical point of view. I think, however, that there is a significant number of federal employees who have taken it upon themselves to get a paycheck for 8 hours of quote-unquote work, and I'm air-quoting, we don't have cameras and all, while they do other stuff. I mean, I've heard stories from people who have said, oh yeah, I got a friend who works in the department of fill in the blank, where, she goes for a run in the morning and then has her breakfast and then takes a shower and finally gets, you know, to work around noon, where she does work for about an hour and a half, then goes to a yoga practice, and she bills the whole thing as 8 hours. And I'm like, that doesn't sound like I'm getting my money's worth from that civil servant.
Nope.
Maybe if that civil servant had to sit in a government building with a boss, you know, maybe right down the hall and perform a function for 8 hours, that would be good. You know, and if they don't have a function, then maybe they shouldn't get a paycheck at all. I don't think I'm asking much as the guy paying the bill at the end of the day.
Yeah, I honestly, I'm not sure how I would do with my job. You can't do it completely remotely because part of my job is getting up and going to the person's desk to see what happened.
Yes.
What broke. And I know you could use like PC Anywhere or AnyDesk or remote desktop or something, but it really isn't the same.
No, not really.
You know, I'm now at least known to every member of the development team. I pause now for Crutch to enter some comments.
And I've probably been invited to all of their weddings and yeah, you know, a couple of kids were named after you.
All this was done during the previous administration. Goong, even though he has high charisma, is quite a large man. So, you know, he may not intentionally do it. But as he leans in,
it looms.
There.
I have never sniffed hair.
Are you a loomer, though?
I don't think you intentionally did it, but I
right. not intentionally, but yeah, I think I am, mostly because of my size.
Okay, loomer.
You know, I have to lean in to see the screen.
Yes.
What's that error message? Because, you know, sometimes it's almost as helpful as malfunction.
Yes, seg fault. Yeah, no. Say fault Cordub. I knew him. Nice guy.
Panic. Duplicate page unlock. System halted. Oh, well now.
Don't you kind of want to go and find the guy who wrote that message and just like shake him like a maraca and ask him, did you really think that was useful?
You want him to make that cartoon noise. You know the one, this one.
Right. Baby.
That's it. That's it. And then he has like little stars or birds circle or angels circling him.
Yeah.
Tweeting.
Maybe some harps. I'm just saying.
What were you thinking, man?
Yeah, man, I know. I know when I write code and I've got some situation, I go, no, this is bad.
Yeah.
I'm gonna rue the day I wrote that message. Somebody's gonna come back and go, really, Mr. Crutch? That was your sum total of enlightenment in this logging message? This is bad.
As far as I know, in the air traffic control code that I wrote, there's still an error handler that says code should never get here. because something was way bad wrong.
Right. This is the Aintree function.
Yeah. This is like, all those planes you see, they're not really there.
They're somewhere else, and you don't know.
And you don't know where. That'll give them a nervous breakdown. Those controllers are already on the edge.
Oh, God, that reminds me. I was reading a story about an astronaut who was talking about, you know, being out in the up on the International Space Station, and there's a knock at the door. And he looks out there, and he says, "Who's there?" He says, "It's Ramirez." And he turns to his right, and Ramirez is standing right next to him. And he says, you never quite understand how small the universe is when you're trying to figure out whether or not the Ramirez outside the door is the real one or the one inside the door is the real one.
Speaking of the space station, did the wayward astronauts get home yet?
It's not February.
They're not coming back to February? I thought it was supposed to be this month.
No, I had heard February. Isn't that right, Chief?
And Elon sending them home in a Cybertruck, is that right?
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Heavy metal. Send them home in a convertible.
I'm sorry, Mr. Musk. I'm mocking you. I just don't like the Cybertruck. But all that other stuff you've done is really great, actually.
It's less ugly. Like you've get it in a different color.
Oh, like what color?
Well, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, I've seen it in black. Green?
Make it a Halo vehicle, the Warthog.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, if you give us a reflect Halo, then you'll see what people have done.
Yeah.
I need a turret because I drive the Beltway sometimes. Can you imagine?
You would be can older, you imagine? But it would be funny.
Some guy cuts you off and you just fire. Boom.
See, I would actually load it with watercolor paintballs because and he cries and it rains and it all goes away. You're like, well, there wasn't any damage, sir, you know.
Yeah, it probably would make Selena cry. So
it would. Yeah.
Yeah, she got heavily mocked. I was pleased. What a dolt.
Yeah.
It's just that they're taking them away.
Really? Okay, see, we'll leave all the terrorists and rapists and gang members in your house then.
Well, a president of Colombia and a president of Brazil, both Marxists, I might add, are upset because, well, you brought them back in handcuffs. It's because they're criminals and rapists and murderers. Oh, my.
You know, we've already said this. So I know you guys really want to hammer that point home.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's more going on in the world. You know, there's another Pete that is in charge of your group.
Our boss.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. We have our new boss. He started. He started today.
And what did he already do with
the Air Force?
Yeah. You want to go that? So that, this is what I don't understand. Why was that? Why was that stopped?
Okay, so that is some liberals being passive aggressive. Oh, you want us to stop DEI? Well, then we'll stop everything that's offensive to white people. We'll stop a report teaching about the Tuskegee Airmen and about the WASPs, which is what they did. Two mistakes. One, neither of those is DEI related. Those are facts of history and facts that the Air Force should be proud of. Secondly, the person who did it left her name on the documentation stating to do it. So my guess is her Air Force career is going to be short.
She's going to get some nice easy duty in the Azores, I think.
Yes. Or she'll be part of our front team in Greenland.
Yeah. How about Diego Garcia? Can we send her there?
There's a base in Alaska that no one likes going to. Basically a shack in the frozen tundra.
She's now their assistant deputy part-time commander.
In charge of paper clips and fastening devices.
Devices, plural. So she has to like inventory.
Exactly. Exactly. I want to make sure your inventory better be good, miss.
What because... a dumb, like sixth grade maneuver. Oh, really? Well, why don't we just get rid of all this stuff? Stupid.
I love some of the comments that he's made that he was like, look, when the commander in chief gives us orders, they're going to be followed in this Department of Defense immediately and without excuses.
I like it.
Any
I like it.
Any questions? No? Good. Glad we had this time to chat. Next. I also saw, did you send me the clip of Dr. Phil talking to a deportee?
No.
Someone sent me a clip of Dr. Phil went out with
Chicago, no less.
Yes. You saw it then.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're referring to.
And he was
there. He was accused of abusing children. He goes, "No, I didn't do that." And then it is a sad day because now people are going to snitch finally.
Yeah. Well, and this guy, Dr. Phil, just walked away shaking his head ruefully right before Tom. Tell me his name again. Hug.
Lord, it went brand blank. Who's the czar?
Jake. Okay, him. Tom the czar.
Yeah.
Not Bob Lazar, Tom Lazar.
Not Bob Lazar, he's different.
A whole different set of aliens.
He's listening to this guy mutter, and at one point he goes, "I just want my lawyer." And Tom goes, "You're not a citizen."
Oh, that's awesome.
And then he gets tired of listening to this kid mutter. And he goes, take him back and process him. We're done here. And he and Dr. Phil walk away.
Nice. Nice.
Dr. Phil didn't tell him, you got to really want to change.
No, that's just there.
There's no hope for some of these folks.
Yes, if you're handing all hope, ye who entered here, we're sending you back.
Yeah. It's time for you to go home. And like I said, I sure do hope people are self-deporting. Just like I hope that the people that don't want to come back to work that are abusing that privilege, maybe a lot of them will self-quit.
It's Tom Homan, H-O-M-A-N.
Homan. Thank you.
I know. You're welcome.
Orders are Homan. He scares me a little bit.
He is an imposing figure, yes.
The sec def scares me a little bit too. I don't want him coming down to my office talking to me. What is it you say you do around here, goon?
What's
Werner? Breathe down their neck.
Yeah, that's right. I'm a looker.
Golly.
I fix problems. Because I can't let the engineers talk to one another. You know what a disaster that would be, sir.
Engineers are not allowed to talk to the customer.
So I take the requirements.
Being engineers, part of me is offended by that. And part of me is like, nah, it's totally true.
No, it's true. It's true. You've seen the young guys.
They shouldn't be allowed to talk to your customers.
Yeah. I have some guys I cannot let talk to the customer because we would lose the contract.
This is why I have the chief personally.
Do you remember the woman who was in charge of your contract with the very, very long ponytail? She had a baby recently.
Oh, yeah. I know her. Yes.
Okay. Her husband.
Yeah, he's cannot genius, be on, he's not for talking to people, no.
He absolutely is 100% a genius. Very smart.
You mean Mr. Ray's hair weave?
Yeah, Mr. Ray. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Yes. Yes, indeed.
Man, there's a tally on a board. How many times he was said hello to without saying a word back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did anyone find out if that child was conceived through artificial technological means?
Because you're finding it difficult to believe that he talked enough to ever, you know.
No, I don't think that talking is never necessary for that. But
yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about an individual that makes Sheldon from Big Bang Theory seem as personable as a used car salesman.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just can't believe
right, it. Right, though. Yeah, oh, yeah. My God.
I mean, his wife as well. She's no slouch.
But she's much more personable.
She can hold a conversation, and she has a rapier, a rapier sharp wit.
She does. She does. The first time she got me with that, I was like, "Oh, I like you."
Yeah, yeah. She doesn't suffer fools greatly either. So yeah.
No, and that's not a bad thing.
No, not at all.
You know.
Yeah, that was the one thing that I knew there was going to be a problem. She was my customer two projects ago, and she went on maternity leave, and I'm like, it is about to go right down the hidey hole. And it did.
Yeah.
Quick. Of course, she was there to, you know, ride herd over the other cats.
Oh my God. If we wrote books, the three of us, on all the different kind of personalities we've seen, like you have the contractor haters.
Mm. Oh yeah. Got some of those now.
It was that a pass review, and right. No one would ever see it.
Right. We can't just write stuff. We have to get permission to write stuff. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. And if we name names, cookie it would thieves. Definitely.
Yeah.
We have coffee aficionados.
Mm, yes, we do. 202 degrees, baby.
Hand ground beans. Is there a ratio of beans to water?
16 to 1. I don't know which way it goes. I'm assuming water to beans.
I would hope so.
Otherwise,
if you go the other way, you have more of a paste than a beverage.
But I hear that if you smear it on your skin, it'll turn it smooth. You could also avoid the tanning salon because, you know.
Sorry. Did I ever tell you that when I was in Hawaii, I bought a t-shirt that supported a local animal shelter that mm-hmm. was colored using local coffee?
Oh, neat.
And the thing was, for the first year that I wore it, you know, when you washed it, the whole laundry room smelled like coffee.
Oh, well. Well, it's always good to get it off your chest. And
I'm feeling very cathartic now.
Cathartic? Is that? I think I catharted myself.
And Doug will be very happy to say hello to you, I'm sure, by the next show.
Absolutely.
We just have to make sure that he heals and he gets through this. You know, you don't want the bad bacteria
right.
from the insides getting into the abdominal cavity. That would be not good.
No.
And he's going to be happy because
who's almost had that happen, I can tell you it's not good. Yeah.
Yeah. He's lost weight, so he's going to get more food, which I'm sure is going to make him happy.
I was going to say, this is already looking up for him. Yeah.
He's like, oh, okay. I sent you guys the picture of his brother Stitch being very, very concerned this afternoon.
Yes. It's amazing how much concern you can see on a sleeping dog's face.
Sleeping in the sun.
Oh, sure. Yeah, no.
And it was snoring, too.
It was a snore of concern.
Sure it was. Sure, we can go with that.
We can go with that.
All right. I'm going to go let Showcat know that she will She will have company this evening.
Yes, I will attempt to get this show out and in a timely manner. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this very somewhat serious, somewhat frivolous foray into veterinary practices and scam artists to try to $10,000. Holy cow, patties. That's just, wow. Boggles the mind, ladies and gentlemen. Boggles the mind. But anyway, thank you once again for joining us. We will be here next week. But before we go, a word from sponsors, maybe?
Yeah, you know, with the everything all at once day that I've had today, I didn't have time to write your sponsors. So this show is sponsored by Doug.
I think that's only reasonable after, you know, he was the center of attention.
Which he loves being.
Absolutely.
Showcat's staring at me now like, what are you talking about, Willis?
Thank you all, and good night.
Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.